I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy news update for Tuesday, July 13th. The suspect in a fatal shooting in Milton over the weekend was held without bail at his arraignment yesterday. A not guilty plea to a charge of murder was entered on behalf of 21-year-old Miles King. The suspect in the shooting on Saturday evening of Marquise Simmons. The 25-year-old Simmons was shot after he got off his moped, according to the Norfolk County DA's office. He was taken to Boston Medical Center, where he was pronounced dead. Responding officers found Simmons down on the grass with a gunshot wound to his upper chest. Simmons, who was in and out of consciousness, told police he was shot by Mizzy Cash, which is King's nickname, according to prosecutors. Miles King pleaded not guilty to murder charges. Based on that information and surveillance video that showed a car leaving the scene, police arrested King. King's attorney asked for the right to request bail at a future date. Investigators are trying to track down other people who may have been involved in that shooting. A Boston man is dead after he was struck and killed on the Mass Pike exit ramp in the city, according to state police. Troopers at Boston's Tunnels Barracks responded at about 12:45 yesterday afternoon to reports of a pedestrian down on Interstate 90 East, the Mass Pike, on the exit 135 ramp to South Boston. When they arrived at the scene, troopers found the 50-year-old victim, who has not been identified, dead in the roadway. State police believe that the man was struck by multiple unknown vehicles and that the drivers of those vehicles were likely unaware that they had struck someone. According to police, at least one vehicle that struck the man has been identified and the driver is cooperating. Troopers are not seeking anyone at this time. The crash resulted in the closure of the exit 135 ramp on the Pike for about 2 hours. Troop H of the State Police and the Collision Analysis and Reconstruction Team, Crime Scene Services, and the Suffolk County State Police Detective Unit are all investigating. The Provincetown Town Manager reports that that Cape Cod town is aware of a handful of positive COVID-19 cases over the past few days, being reported from people who spent time there during the 4th of July holiday. The town manager wouldn't say how many cases they have seen, but they have called in a mobile testing unit scheduled to arrive tomorrow. The news comes as both Provincetown and the Cape see a surge in visitors for the summer season. Some businesses require proof of vaccination before entering, and more are planning to follow suit. Town manager says nearly all of Provincetown's year-round and part-time residents are fully vaccinated. Authorities are looking to identify the owner of an abused dog that was abandoned on a street corner in Randolph early Monday morning. Randolph police say the dog was found at about 1 a.m. at the intersection of High Street and Scanlon Drive by a person who doesn't live there. The dog, which will require major surgery for the injuries it suffered, has been turned over to the Norfolk, Massachusetts Animal Control and Shelter. Randolph police are now looking to identify the dog's owner and the person or people who abused the animal. Anybody with information is asked to contact Randolph police. The Blue Hill Observatory, located in a 113-year-old concrete tower in the Blue Hill Reservation, is closed this summer for a $2 million renovation, its first major upgrade since 1999. The changes include a new concrete wall, weatherproofing, new ceilings, new windows, and asbestos removal, all paid for through a State Department of Conservation and Recreation grants. One thing will not change, however, weather observers won't miss a beat, according to Executive Director Charles Orloff. The equipment on the roof of the three-story observatory tower is being temporarily moved, but there is no chance the construction will break Blue Hill's streak as the longest continuous weather observation center in the United States, according to Blue Hill Observatory President William Minsinger. The observatory on the Canton-Milton line, listed on the National Register of Historic Places, was opened as a private weather research station by Abbot Lawrence Rauch in 1885. The current building went up in 1908, and daily weather observation and research have been conducted from the tower ever since. Because of the work, the observatory will be closed to the public, but work should be completed by next summer. Massachusetts legislators unanimously approved a $48.1 billion budget bill last Friday, but there is some dissent coming from outside the state house. In a statement, the Mass Teachers Association says the state budget doesn't include enough funding to address widened inequities in the wake of the pandemic, and called on lawmakers to use federal relief funds to help heal and repair the damage of the past year. The budget, which still needs the governor's approval, does set aside $350 billion for a trust fund to support the Student Opportunity Act, a 2019 law that requires more funds for school districts with higher percentages of low-income students and English language learners. Federal officials recently gave the Baker administration approval to use the remaining $611 million of the $1.8 billion Massachusetts received from the America Rescue Plan relief package passed in March. State officials say about 90% of the funds will go directly to school districts, while the other 10% will be controlled by the state. The Baker administration has emphasized the need to use the funding to support a safe reopening of schools for the fall semester, as well as academic support for students who were most impacted by the pandemic. State lawmakers are also beginning the process of deciding what to do with roughly $5 billion in general relief funds that the American Rescue Plan channeled directly to state government. Gas prices in Massachusetts continue to climb above $3 a gallon. AAA says the average price is up 2 cents from last week to $3.02. It's still 12 cents lower than the national average of $3.14. Peak summer driving season is in full swing as Americans hit the road. Gas prices aren't backing down. AAA Northeast's Mary McGuire said on average, motorists are paying almost a dollar more a gallon than last summer to fill up, close to 40 cents more than 2019. Gas prices in the state have risen 8 cents from a month ago. Check of business news this morning. Stocks were up. The Dow rose 126. The NASDAQ added 31, and the S&P was up 15. Asian stocks followed Wall Street higher. The dollar and the euro both rose, and oil at $74 a barrel. The National Weather Service forecast for today, clouds and scattered showers, a high 71. For tonight, it'll be cloudy and damp, a low of 63. Scattered showers, maybe a thunderstorm tomorrow, high 80. For Thursday, partly cloudy, warm and humid, high of 87. And hot and humid Friday, high 90. For the boater, waves a couple of feet at light easterly wind and a high tide coming up right before 3 p.m. Sunrise at 5:19, set at 8:19. On traffic note, Four River Bridge scheduled to open at 4 p.m. I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy News Update for Tuesday, July 13th.